yesterday, Chappers booked some men, Oz Clark and James May, and they brought some wine in. So please, booked by the one that doesn't speak, bring in today's mystery guest or guests. Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
Scott, this is Katie Brand. Do you remember the Lily Allen spoof that we played a while ago?
Oh, yeah.
Well, she's got a brand new ITV2 show, and she's real funny, and she's here. And
you just made it yesterday.
You're a funny lady. Hello. You made it yesterday?
No, we're just, hello. Oh, you're like my mentor. You're like my Svengali figure.
Oh, my God, you're good in Lord. All sorts of trouble.
Are you sure your show's funny?
I'm playing it on Radio 1.
Right, listen, Katie Brand, funny lady, is with us. We're going to play Gorillaz and 30 Seconds to Mars, and then we'll have a nice chat.
Scott Mills.
Radio 1.
The Chris Moyle Show with Scott Mills. International Radio 1.
So, into our second week of mystery guests with Oz Clark and James May off of Wine yesterday. And today, we've got comedian. Do you like being called that?
A comedian?
Comedian.
Not so much.
Okay, well, what can I call you then?
Just comedian.
Comedian?
It's a subtle but important difference.
Comedian Katie Brand, who's got a new ITV2 show starting and has, I noticed, bought some wine. I see what you've done there,
yeah,
Katie.
Yeah, do you want some?
Thank
here,
you very much.
So unsubtle.
Oh, I like this because yesterday I got some wine, today I've got some wine.
Yeah.
And all the guests had to do last week.
Did you actually drink some of that?
Yeah.
Of course.
Oh, fine. Well, up your. Yeah, I mean,
go for it. It's going to make the interview a lot better.
Yeah. Okay.
We went through a bottle of red and a bottle of white yesterday morning.
Last week they had to do an unspeakable trick with a Hoover. This week it's just all about the wine.
Yeah. Well, if I drink enough of this, I might do an unspeakable trick with a Hoover.
We can sort that.
Shall I go and try and find Henry?
Now, how it works is whichever of the team books the best guest gets some money from me.
£1,000.
Okay.
And the one that doesn't speak today has booked you. So if you could try and be good, that
I'll
be
do
amazing.
My best.
Now, for those of you that that don't know Katie Brand,
the one or two of you out there who
ages ago, when we were on in the afternoon, we played that kind of spoof of Lily Allen that you did.
Yeah.
And we were getting loads of texts from people going, I love that new Lily Allen song, it's brilliant. And we were like, no, it's not actually Lily Allen. So we're going to play that in a minute.
Oh, good, okay, great.
Can I guess what question you probably get asked the most at the moment? Can I have a guess?
Yes, please have a guess.
Are you related to Russell Brand?
Actually, that is. Okay. I usually say that he's my estranged husband, and I had to get into comedy to try and win him back.
Yeah. And they believe you, I
yeah,
bet.
Yeah, they believe yeah, me, yeah.
Of course. Right, since we played this Lily Allen thing on our show,
uh-huh.
It seems like ITV have asked you to do your own show. That's
yeah,
amazing.
Yeah, it's all about you, Scott.
Wow.
Thank you for that.
Well,
unfortunately, we had to write it and film it within 3 weeks, but I'm hoping that we managed
to. Imagine to turn another interview round back to being about you. He'll start playing your clips of himself in a minute. No, that's always a highlight.
I know
for
what's going to happen. It'll be on ITV2 and it'll be called The Scott Mills Show with Katie yeah. Brand.
Okay, I'm going to play Banal, which is your Lily Allen song. This is it on Radio 1, Katie Brand. This is not actually Lily Allen, okay? Don't get confused again.
This is a little song what I wrote, all about a day in my humble abode. I get up in the morning as the cock crows, rub my eyes, oh I've got a sore throat. My life is the song of my life. There's not much going on, but I keep on going on. I sing about my life in the song of my life. If you think I'm going on, then f*** you, you're wrong, you're wrong, you're wrong. You're wrong, blood, yeah? My mum brings me up a cup of tea in my bed. I tell her about my throat and my hurting head. I wanna go out, but I should stay in instead. At least you know better, that's what mum said. My life, it's the song of my life. There's not much going on, but I keep it going on. I sing about my life in the song of my life. And if you think I'm going on, then you're wrong, you're wrong, you're wrong. I speak French and a little bit of German. And I went to Spain once, in fact I've been to Spain twice. How many times have you been to Spain? Some may say it's a little bit banal, prosaic, a PR trick and really quite dull. I couldn't give a, I'm a rich kid. I'll keep it real, yeah? Keeping it real. My life, my life is the song of my life. There's not much going on, but I keep on going on. I sing about my life in the song of my life. And if you think I'm going on, then you're wrong. Cause I can't help it if I grew up on a council estate. Well, when I say grew up, I didn't grow up, but you know, I've been to one. Well, I walked past one.
That's my favourite bit at the end.
Your favourite bit's the end?
No.
How rude!
No, she goes, I walked past one. Now, is that an affectionate tribute to Lily Allen or not?
Of course it is. Yeah.
Is it?
For the purposes of this. I think she's a great singer. She's got a great voice. I just wish she'd write about something slightly more extraordinary. I don't. Although Kate Nash recently, again, I think she's a pretty talented musician, but her new song starts with the words, "This is my face." I just think there was a time when people wrote things about big emotions and kind of, you know, life-changing events.
It's my face.
Yeah, this is definitely my face.
I was going to say, what we just played is a little bit like, it is a bit like Kate Nash's one, isn't it?
Well, there you go.
I like cups of tea.
Yeah. Exactly.
And I've got freckles.
Whatever happened to Love Lifts Us Up Where We Belong? I don't know. What? I mean, this is my face.
Do you like pop stars in general?
Do I like pop stars in general?
Well, you know, because you seem to do a lot of Mickey taking of them, Katie.
No, I do. I do like pop stars.
Who's your favourite?
My favourite pop star.
Who's your favourite pop star?
I think that's a good question.
I think that's a fine question.
Actually.
Look, you ignore them, Scott. Yeah. It's all about
Shut
you
up.
And me. Come on. Do you know what? I've got my guilty secret is I really like Beyoncé.
That's all right.
Yeah, I think she's a great singer.
What's your favourite colour?
My favourite colour? People always say blue, don't they? Oh, blue. Or purple if they want to be a bit more interesting.
Do you want to do this, Chappers?
No, I don't. I'm loving this.
Right, now, Katie, if you could tell us what happens on your new ITV2 show.
It is a sketch show. There's a mixture of sort of my versions of what celebrities are, like Kate Winslet and Kate Moss and people like that. They're not really impressions. They're kind of what they're like in a nightmare. And then they're... actually, someone once described it to me recently, having watched it, a friend of mine, as like spending half an hour with me when I'm at my most drunk.
Brilliant.
So I think that might... So there's a sort of mixture of celebrities and original characters that I've invented from my head.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, you've done a new song, haven't you? You've done an Amy Winehouse one as well.
I have tried to do an Amy Winehouse one. I mean, she's an extraordinary... I mean, if to talk about liking pop stars, she is the new Billie Holiday, I think. She's amazing, isn't she?
Yeah, absolutely.
But she does sing a lot about drinking.
She does, doesn't
and,
she?
Well, I mean, I'm glad... To be honest, it's ironic sitting here at whatever time in the morning with a glass of red wine. Yeah,
I'll
cheers.
Get into that.
Cheers to you.
Yeah.
Thank you. God, great at Radio 1. Can I come again tomorrow?
Yeah.
But yeah, no, I've done an Amy Winehouse track as well.
All right, and this is exclusive. No one's heard this before, apart from you and some friends, probably.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, so here's Katie Brand, and this is your Amy Winehouse song.
It's called Booze on My Face.
We had...
Can I just say that Green Man there refers to environmentalists?
Obviously had to remove the word at the end. That's why it ended so suddenly. But I like that.
It was funk. It was sort of getting your funk on.
Yeah. So that's Katie Brand doing Amy Winehouse and Booze on My Face, which I like a lot.
Thank you.
Right. We're going to play McFly now. Do you like them?
Yeah. I don't know. How old are they now? Seven?
Yeah. Well, they did the Hoover trick. They came in last week.
Blimey, did they? Yeah, oh, well, yeah. That's a whole different view I've got to take of them now.
Exactly. McFly fans, by the way, if you are listening, Dougie is okay after the Hoover incident last week.
What did you do to him?
Well,
he volunteered.
It's
he
a long story. We had a dwarf in last week.
Any story that starts with "we had a dwarf in," it's not going to end well, is it?
And he works at the Circus of Horrors, and he does this special trick with a Henry Hoover, which looks horrible.
Oh no! Hang on, I know that this is the story from the Edinburgh Festival, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
And then. In an attempt to be the best guests last week, McFly decided that they wanted to
decided he'd copy
the Hoover trick as well. But he is fine, McFly fans. And here's "The Heart Never Lies" on Radio 1. It's 5 to 9.
Scott Mills.
Radio 1.
Come on then, when's your show on? Tell us.
It starts on the 19th of October on Friday on ITV2 at, I think, about 10 o'clock.
Cool. Yeah. How long is it?
It's half an hour.
Okay. And how many are there, please?
There's 6 of them, Scott.
Excellent. See, we've got all that in there, didn't we?
Yeah, that's good.
Loving that.
That's great.
Is your background stand-up comedy?
Well, I did lots of live comedy. I didn't do stand-up as me. I did. I used to do kind of characters and sketches live in stand-up clubs or on sketch nights and stuff like that. So, right. Yeah.
It's quite hard, stand-up comedy, isn't it?
It is hard. Well, and it's not that hard.
In the grand scheme of things,
it's not thankless. I mean, you do get kind of people sort of sitting there laughing and enjoying themselves, and you get to have a few drinks before you go to work. It's not something you would really understand. No, hang on. No, it's all right. I'll tell you what it is. It's the fear of nobody laughing is quite bad until the first time it happens, and then you come off and you think, oh, well, it's not that bad. I didn't actually die. And then you just go on and do it again. So it's actually, you know, just if anyone wants to start comedy, then just have a go. It's really not that bad.
No, well, my flatmate did that, you see, and we did a whole thing on air about my flatmate, the comedian. He was terrible.
Really?
And he'll be listening to this now going, "See, Casey Brand says she thinks I should carry on."
No.
That's what I like. You know, just sort of people who are so obsessed with what they have to say. You just say it anyway without any regard for audience enjoyment. That's art. That's when comedy becomes art.
We had to go and entertain some 3 and 4 year old children yesterday at a nursery in London.
This is art.
Yeah. Okay.
This is
art. Did you take the Hoover?
We didn't take the Hoover on this occasion, no. But it's really hard to entertain 3 and 4 year old kids.
Really?
We thought it'd be easy because the Wiggles off of Australia, they're multi-millionaires, right?
Okay.
But it's not easy, is it, Chappell?
No, it was very difficult. Please not again.
Oh, no.
Right, okay, listen to this. Tell me what you think.
Hey, Cheeky Chappers.
Yeah?
Why do cows have bells?
Why?
I think they've lost interest.
Why
do cows have bells?
Why do cows have bells?
Because... I am a cow.
Do you not think
I am a cow.
He is a... Listen.
I'm a real cow.
He can go moo.
Moo. Moo.
I'm being really heckled by a 4-year-old.
To be honest, that just sounds like a Friday night in Jonglers. That's approximately the level it gets to at about 11:30.
Do they talk during your jokes?
Huh?
Do they talk during your jokes?
Do they talk? They throw up. They start fights. I don't. People just get on stage and just, you know, wrest the mic from you.
Little tip for you, though. I'll tell you what they do love.
Yeah.
Oh, they love the whoopee cushion.
Do they?
I know it's old school, Katie.
Let's take it back to the old.
They love it.
You just sit down there.
Will that help my hiccups?
That might help your hiccups, yeah.
Do you think?
See? There's the money shot right there. Now, I think it went really wrong at the end when we picked the wrong song to sing. Didn't
yeah,
we?
It didn't, yeah.
No. Did you sing Bring Your Daughter to the Slaughter?
No.
That might have been better, actually.
We sang this.
We're going to sing a song now. I want you to all sing along with me, okay? Yes? Okay, let's go.
It's Christmas time.
There's no need to be afraid.
I don't think I know it.
At Christmas time.
No, no one knew that.
Why did you sing that?
I don't know, I just wanted
it's
to do...
It's a good sing-along
it's
song.
It's not even Christmas time. Well, the Wheels on the Bus is a good sing-along song.
We thought we'd
song.
Get them getting ready for Christmas. It's October. They like Christmas.
Those are 3 and 4 year olds. Come on, kids. Feed the... That would have been good.
Trying to educate as well as entertain.
Listen, one that doesn't speak, let me shake your hand. Thank you very much.
Thank you, the one that doesn't speak.
Can we play the Amy Winehouse one again, please? Because loads of people are saying they really liked it.
Are they?
Yeah, a
oh,
lot.
That's nice.
On the text.
Oh.
So, if you'd like to introduce it, please.
Me?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. This is me trying desperately to sing as well as Amy Winehouse.
And the song is called?
It's called Booze on My Face.
Funk.
Yeah.
Katie Brown, you've been brilliant. I can't wait for you
thank
on your
you,
show.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you.
Okay. Good guess, one that doesn't speak.
Scott Mills.
This is Radio 1.